For a long time, for a lot of people, jobs in retail were a career. Now, though, those jobs are largely seen as temporary. What exactly happened? Here's NPR's Lena Selyukh.
When you become a cashier at a grocery store, you quickly realize a few things.
Retail is filthy. It's horribly filthy.
Longtime cashier Rachel Baker from Oregon.
People lick their fingers and they touch money. I cannot tell you how many times people have gone to the lake in the summer and handed me like wet money and I don't know what it's wet with.
Baker thought back on how she landed at her store. After college, a few other jobs, it was meant to be a way station, a steady paycheck until she found her forever career. It's a very common retail story. Get a job, get a little promotion, change stores, and here you are, still ringing up shoppers until 9:30 at night, 5 years later.
Nobody is in retail because they really want to be. It's a bridge to another place. And it would be really nice if we could make that environment so that that's not necessarily the case, because some people don't have that choice.
There is no reliable data on how long retail workers stay in the industry. We do know it's a common first job for young people, but it's also a top employer of people over 65, second only to healthcare. These are jobs to which millions of people return again and again over a lifetime.
It's so easy to get sucked in. You know, it really is.
Erlene Laguna's retail story began when she was about 20. It was the 80s, and she was a young single mom in Yuma, Arizona. She joined a department store called Mervyn's for less than $5 an hour. It took a few years on the job, but she got health insurance, moved out from her parents into subsidized housing. She went on to Pier 1, Nordstrom, Macy's.
What used to kill me is we would get part-timers who would come in and say, well, this isn't my real job. Like, it was almost like embarrassing. And I'm thinking, well, this is my real job, you know, and I'm proud of doing this job.
A few times, Laguna pondered getting a college degree, but raising a child around crazy store schedules left little time, money, or energy to study. Paychecks got a little bigger. The longer she stayed, the less she felt like she could leave.
I think it's hard to get out of it because you don't know if there's anything else out there for you.
The pandemic added new stress and fear to it all. Baker in Oregon found herself falling apart. Already, staffing a grocery store came with a skewed power dynamic. Shoppers act like they own the place. Now the outbursts, the anger have gotten egregious.
I actually found myself kind of holding myself at ready position for every time a customer left to the next customer and be like, okay, is this one going to blow up at me?
And so the pandemic economy unleashed a minor revolution. In July alone, nearly 680,000 workers quit retail. Suddenly, after decades of stagnation, wages began rising. Median retail pay is just below $14 an hour. Companies race to fill over a million open jobs. Among their latest hiring perks are offers of free college tuition. Terry Gerstein is a former New York State labor official, now at Harvard's Labor and Work-Life Program.
That's a great thing to do, but it seems like much more meaningful to give people better jobs in the jobs that they're actually in right now.
The corporate pitch for free college tuition is to help workers grow within the company. But it can also be seen as an acknowledgement that store jobs are meant to be a temporary bridge. A bridge that at any moment this past decade has supported about 15 million workers.
We're always going to need people in these jobs. So why is educating some subset of people so they don't have to do these jobs? Like, why is that the answer instead of actually retail workers' jobs should be good?
If you ask workers like Laguna, Baker, and many others, they'd offer a list of things that could improve. Pay always tops the list. Chaotic schedules, lack of pay time off and pressure not to take it, unsupportive managers, few options for promotions. Both Laguna and Baker have left their store jobs. Laguna joined an Amazon warehouse, joking that she's now a cog in the machine. Baker joined a nonprofit doing rental assistance, still blown away by having free evenings and weekends. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.